I love how everybody else gets mad at everybody else's, like, constant posting of whatever they're interested in. So, say I'm interested in cars, MMA, and My Little Pony. I don't know, just random. So I'm constantly, like, posting articles and pictures and figurines of this. And one of my friends says, yo, like, all right, you always post about your cars, about My Little Pony. But you know what? Everyone has their own fucking profile. Like, and you can also hide stories. I think people forget. Like, you don't have to see it. You can do, like, only important or not even see them at all. You can unsubscribe. So if it bothers you that much, like, you can do something about it. I think people should post whatever they want to. I mean, sure, there's a lot of stuff that I see that I'm not particularly interested in, but you keep on fucking scrolling. Like, honestly, like, just keep it moving, you know? Like, you glance at it, oh, it's a fucking article about mothers and whatever. I know it's not about me, but I'm not necessarily going to get mad about that person because I'm not a mother. It just doesn't make sense. And I know I post a lot of shit that people may not be interested in, but it's what I'm interested in. And if you can't respect that, then why are you on my friends list? And vice versa, you know? Like, can't people just get along? Yeah, and this whole, like, Romney freaking, am I not allowed to like someone other than Obama? Like, becomes this huge opposition because I have a different view and not with the majority of people. But I want to vote for who I want to vote for and support who I want to support for. And why should I get backlash? Because that is being very hypocritical as to why you are supporting Obama, because he's for gay rights. Well, how about my right to vote for someone else? Why can't you be, like, supportive of that? I don't know. Wait, let's not talk about gay rights, because it's just, like, a can of worms. Anyways. I mean, why should I even have to explain myself why I'm voting for him? I feel like I'm not asking you or whoever else why you're voting for Obama. Like, I don't really care. Vote for whoever you want to. Support whoever you want to. Be that religion. Don't be that religion. I don't fucking care. It's your life. It doesn't affect me in any way. And neither does my life affect you in any way. And if it does, if it's bothering you, then fucking, like I said, unfollow me. It's not gonna hurt my feelings. I don't really care. Sorry, I'm drinking tea. I just do what you want. Make yourself happy. And I feel like there's so much angst in the air lately between even, like, political sides and, like, with my hair stuff, just people that coworkers, or not even coworkers, actually classmates. It's very, very catty and competitive, but, and it's also very funny that people that I asked prior, maybe like a year ago or like 6 months ago, like, hey, I have a job, you want to help me? It's not paid, but you'll get experience and you'll get pictures for your portfolio. We're all starting out. You don't make money right off the bat. You have to prove yourself. So, of course, everybody that I asked, probably like 10 or so girls, guys from my school, were like, no, it's not paid. I don't want to do it. I'm good. So now, they are turning to me like, hey, Rachel, do you want to help me on my marketing, my website? I want to get some cards made. Do you know anyone that could help me, and a graphic artist? Hey, Rachel, do you want to help me on a photo shoot? It's for a clothing company. Is it paid? No. Sorry, then no. So now the tables have turned, and I just realized how fucking slow that industry is. And it's just funny. Like, they're so fucking slow with, like, everything. With Instagram, with any sort of tech. They're very... Spotify, people are just signing up now. But I guess I'm an early adopter. It's just crazy for me to see it, and I'm just like, wow. But that puts me ahead from a lot of them, because a lot of them don't even have websites, and I'm on every fucking social network, like LinkedIn, Yelp, and these other like beauty sites. And I'm gonna actually sign up for one later on tonight. So I don't know where I was going with that, but like, just haters only hurt themselves, really. You make yourself look publicly stupid. I know I talk a lot of shit, but it's not to actually hate on someone seriously. A lot of it's like tongue in cheek. I'm like laughing usually when I'm posting stuff, because I find it funny. And the internet is for fun for me. It's half fun, half work, and I try to balance it out a little bit. So, in the midst of this, I saw that I got an email from Disposable Pal, aka Eric, and he did the flyer for the next show that I've been waiting for. Good, 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 good. Excited. So, yeah, that's my piece on that. I'm supporting Romney, and you can go suck a dick.